moves off of me. I am no longer the center of my universe. There is a different center. And whether or not I'm righteous is no longer the central thing. Whether or not I'm healed or not is no longer the central thing. There's something else that comes in the center. That is when you're free. That is freedom. We experience a lot of that freedom as we go on the journey. Many of you have some freedom today. But we still are the most important person in our lives right now. At some point, we are very important to ourselves, okay? And I think some of that is just fine. But the center of my life moves away from me, and I'm okay with that. It's no longer my pain, my righteousness, my journey, my this, my that. There's a different center that I have. That was all about freedom. This next story, I have to be real careful with this because I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying here. But I was in a church in this area, and I see people here from that church a couple years ago, and the ministry asked me to have a children's class. I did not want to have a children's class. I fought that thing. I was like, you know what? I can't even hardly speak that adults can understand me. How am I going to have a children's class? And I agonized over that children's class like nothing ever. And I come to a Friday night, and I had children's class. And I didn't understand exactly what I was doing because some of my things, though I agonize them, they actually happen on the fly. So I had 11 toys that I brought with me that night. I brought them up on the platform. And I had a Tonka truck, a Tonka loader. I had a red tractor. I had a green tractor. I had a beautiful collector's item doll. I had a little broken skid steer. I had a bag of blocks. I had a very, very ugly doll. I brought them up there, and I got 11 children up there. I gave them these toys. And I said, hey, here's your toys. Then I started narrating what they had in their hands. I said, can you with that truck get along with the loader guy? Because your truck is really not worth anything unless you can actually get along with each other. And how's it fair that you have a broken skid steer and he's got the big loader? And how's it fair that she's got this collector's item doll and she's got the broken doll? How's this all fair? See how complicated I made it for children's class? I'm good at this, all right? How's this fair? Can you guys get along like this? And I said, your gifts are not equal. And they sat there looking like, this is the most miserable children's class I've ever been in. Then I said, hide your toys behind your back. And they all took their toy and hid it behind the back. What happened when they did that is all their problems went away. And this is the part that I don't want you to misunderstand. I turned and looked across the crowd, and I understood what I was looking at in a way that I had never understood before. I understood that we weren't comfortable with our gifts and our callings and our destiny. I understood that we were hiding them from each other so that we could get along. And I understood that that hiding was a false premise on which to get along. Because if we have to hide the best things that God gave us to get along with each other, we are really going to have to sit on some very good things. Now, the reason the thing I want to make clear is I'm not picking on that congregation. I'm talking to a people. I'm using the word we. That's not unique to that congregation in any way. It's how we've learned to live in humility, preferring one to another. The only place that we're actually free to express our creativity and our freedom is in our gardens and our yards and our businesses. But our spiritual gifts, we have to hide them so we get along with each other. Then I said, take your toys back out. And I walked over to the little boy with a broken skid steer. And I reached into the broken skid steer and I brought a diamond out. It says, you were so busy looking at the unfairness of your gift